Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am just so excited about Liz Dean joining us here today. Tarot by numbers, learning the codes that unlock the meaning of the cards. See, this is what fascinates me. I love being a student. And I just absolutely love when someone like Liz comes on, you know, who is tarot reader, best-selling author, teacher, you know, her books, some of her books are The Ultimate Guide to Tarot or Tarot, whatever it is you say, how you pronounce them. Or more than that, whenever you look at this particular body of knowledge and wisdom you have, and then do what she has done to take a look at it and see about this beautiful matrix, these interactions of what happens when you look at something like numbers. And then you look at something like tarot and you put them together and you start to think about how about our intuitive abilities, right? How does that all come together? And now you help people understand the multi-layered dimensions of everyday life. But how do we learn this? And this is the problem, because for many of us, learning tarot has been overwhelming. And then I get to have a conversation like the one I'm having now, and I get to bring an expert on because now we're going to get down to it. So have you all wondered about, well, wait a minute, you know, great, I'm working with the cards, I'm working with the deck, but what about my birthday? What about working with the deck? And then how about the launch of our new network? What does the date mean? Should we look at that? Here we go. Get ready for all of the above, because we're going to have some fun with my very special guest. And Benny, we have three copies of the book to give away today as well. Liz, it's great to have you.
Oh, it's amazing to be here, Dr. Pat. Amazing. It's just such a joy to meet with you. I'm really looking forward to our time together today. And just before we start properly, I pulled some cards about our conversation today.
Did you?
And I just thought, I wonder what Dr. Pat would like to know. And and I pulled up this card, which is the Page of Pentacles, which is, she loves to learn. It's all about learning. And you said that within your first sentence. And I was like, yeah, here we are, spot on.
Yeah, I do love to learn. And, you know, and people have asked me, why are you so hungry to learn? And it's an interesting question. But I think it's because I grew up with a learning disability. You know, I grew up as a kid that stuttered. I was a little bit different than most of the kids in school. I couldn't read words. I saw pictures. So you don't pass any test if you can't read and give an answer, but you can draw the picture, right? They didn't take pictures back then as answers. But it never stopped me from wanting to learn. It never stopped me from wanting to learn. And yet I will tell you that I am also one of these people that you wrote this book for, because there are some things that I can grasp, and there are some things like in your book, you know, Tarot by Numbers, that it just fascinates me. Can I have you answer this question? See, sometimes we approach life as unidimensional, like one dimension. Mm-hmm. But when you start to deal with things like tarot and you start to deal with numerology, they're not singular. A lot of times they have multiple layers on top of layers. And I got that sense that that was a significant meaning to writing the book you wrote.
Absolutely, yes. And that's a brilliant question, actually. Because, you know, as you said, life is multi-layered. You know, we have also different realms of consciousness in which we operate. And a tarot card, in a sense, is a symbol of our life experience. It has multiple layers and many, many meanings. And the issue with this is that when we first dive into tarot, and I love writing and working with new students, with beginners, people who have the fascination but don't know where to start, they get overwhelmed. Absolutely overwhelmed with all the books and the YouTube videos, and I got to learn about astrology, I got to learn about Kabbalah, I don't understand what the color symbolism is, and how am I going to remember the meanings of 78 cards, right? And then it struck me, you know, the common denominator here is the number on the card, because we all relate to numbers. Now I am a little bit to the number dyslexic. I really struggled with maths in school. I was great with words. I couldn't do it. I can't subtract an odd number, even if you asked me to. I just couldn't do it. And so I always had a bit of a block. I never really looked at the numbers too much when I was reading, you know? And when I was first reading, I'd sit there with my sister and we put the cards on the bed, you know, and we were quite young. And then we'd say, I don't understand that card. Let's get the book out. And we'd stop and we'd start reading the meaning, and then we put the book down and go back to the reading. I had no idea that as a visual person, we're all highly visual, we could just look at a card, see the number, and see the number as a symbol that opens a door. It opens a door to our intuition and all this amazing realm of possibilities, because numbers have energy. And we all respond to numbers. You know, we've got lucky seven. You know, 13 is unlucky at dinner because it's associated with death. And indeed, 13 is the number of the death card in tarot. So we already have an emotional response to number. And my feeling was, well, let's use that. Let's show people by just looking at the number of a card, you can learn a lot. And all you need is to get the door open, you know, to go, what does 10 mean to me? Well, 10 is like 10 fingers. It's kind of a set, isn't it? There's something complete about counting from 1 to 10. So, okay, so that's fullness. There's something getting complete with this card. And that gives you your lead in.
Yeah. And I love that. Yeah, I love that in your book you come out, and I didn't know this. I think you something that where you said that the oldest like there's an Italian deck, right? Back to yes. What was it, 15th century or something? I think you said they were That's unnumbered, it. Right?
Yeah, they were unnumbered. How about that? They were all hand painted. Gold embossed cards that were commissioned, one of the primary decks sets by the Duke of Milan in Northern Italy. And so these are pieces of art, and they were also a family album. Some of the Duke's family actually appeared in the cards as characters. So they were not used in that form for any kind of card games or any kind of fortune telling. It was only later on when you had the printing press that you had to have some idea of sequence. Otherwise, how are you going to print a deck of cards and put it together and sell it, you know? And then over time, you know, the numbering of the cards did kind of swim and it evolved, and that now we have a pretty much an agreed structure of number, but they didn't exist in the originals.
I love being able to talk about this, and we're going to really get into it. We've got our callers already calling in, 1-800-930-2819. Get your questions ready. Look, from as young as I can remember, and I don't know why, but it's also my birthday. I didn't put it together. Honestly, I didn't understand why the number 11 was so important to me. And what I mean by that is every jersey I wear, everything has got to be 11. Everything's got to be 11. And it's my 11 is the day I was born, December 11th, right? And so, but there's this fascination with it, but not because it feels so natural. Linda's number is 18. So anytime we've played a lot of softball, Linda schedules is our producer, but we're also best friends. Anytime we're out, we're like, we're playing the team, but she has to get number 18. I have to get number 11. I mean, if you want us to play on your team, she's got to be at your 18. I got to be 11. And I don't really understand the energy of that. I mean, it was almost like for me, unlucky if I couldn't wear number 11 on a jersey. Well, the good news is I always got number 11. But see, that is an intuitive thing that somebody like me doesn't quite fully understand. But after reading your book, I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. There's more to just the number, isn't there?
There is. There's the energy of the number and the number and its original meaning. So in numerology, 11 is seen as one of the special numbers. You know, it's a kind of higher dimension number. And for some people, it represents an alignment, intuition, being connected, oneness. And when you have that number, a lot of people take notice of this in terms of time. A lot of students that I work with are going, why am I keep seeing 11, 11 on the clock all the time?
Yes.
Wake up to something, start looking for the signs, And when we get those signs, it's not enough for me just to look at the number. It's okay. Now I need to start noticing what else is around me. Yeah. Because we often get people that will come up to us and give us the information we need. What we need to hear that day, and they may be strangers. I call them incarnated or half-incarnated earth angels. So they're people that may come in the body of the, I don't know, a random guy at a bus stop, you know, the post guy, you know, someone in a store who happens to say something to you, and it's like they don't even realize they've said it, and that's exactly what you needed to hear. And 1111 for me is about listen out for that. You are being guided. Yeah. And in the tarot, if we look at 11, it's actually the number on the High Priestess card. The High Priestess is number 2, but because this is Roman numerals, it appears as an 11.
Right.
Which is the card of intuition. The High Priestess is the divine feminine. It is the card of secrets, a walker between worlds, the psychic, the knower, the holder of higher wisdom. It's also connected with femininity, the moon, the unconscious. Everything that we need to feel we want to express in this lifetime and that we struggle with, because there's one part of us that's going, oh, you don't want to do that. Oh, that's not a good idea. And yet the High Priestess self is going, please listen to me.
Yes.
I've got a lot of information here, you know. So it can be that prompt to listen to yourself. You know, when you get that 11, can be saying, hang on, stop listening to everything else that's going on around you. You know best. You know best on this.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, we're going to talk about this a lot more. First of all, I love the book and I love the way you've laid this out, because, you know, I did grow up learning different. So, you know, like your relationship with math, you know, I too have something similar. And yet at the same time, there's something very intuitive about this. But the way you've written this book and how clear and easy you've made it for us to look at this and understand it. I mean, we're going to get into it. I want to go to the phones and take one of our callers. And then I want to get back to the card you pulled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, about that. Because, look, I have a corporate career before owning this network. And went from the mailroom to a corporate HR executive. And in the last 4 years of being in the company for almost 25 years, every performance review by different people said, she is like amazing, but we think she's on another planet. And I used to take that as criticism. And today, yay. Betty, we have a caller, Pat from Connecticut. Do we want to bring Pat on? We want to get some, energy going here.
Pat, go ahead. You're there.
Hey, Pat, hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is fascinating, and I love the combination of numbers with tarot. I have two numbers in my tarot and my birth chart. Now I can't remember. One's a chariot. What are the numbers? Can I give you my birthday?
I feel like I'd be able to help you, because if you have the chariot.
Yeah, hold on one second. We'll get you that.
Let me just
maybe the world and the chariot.
Wow, you know a lot about this. My goodness. I just love this, because now I'm learning how amazing again our audience is.
It's the Tower and the Chariot. That would be your other birth card, yeah?
No, not the tower.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Okay. Some of us don't like the tower. Okay. Okay. If you just give me your date of birth, let's see if I can do a quick calculation.
7/12/1953. And while you're doing that, Dr. Pat, you're so right. I know a lot, but as you say, it's just endless, the tarot. I don't think I'd ever be able to learn enough to do readings, although that would be fascinating.
Yeah. You're going to get a copy of the book, by the way, Pat.
Thank you. And yeah. Thank you so much. And, you know, it stretches. You can take all of these symbols to Jungian, you know, psychology, mythology. It just, it covers everything in the world in a way. Tarot is fascinating.
It is fascinating. And thank you for bringing that up, because I totally was basically almost disowned from my family after going to school. My relationship after going to school for 10 years to get a doctorate in psychology, only to find out, because I do live on another planet, only to find out that in the state of Washington, I could not practice clinical psychology and use things like tarot or astrology.
Wow. Wow.
I would have lost my license. And so here we are today. And it was the best discovery I ever had, because I'd never be doing what I'm doing today. But, you know, I'm going to learn something from you two right now. I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead. Liz and Pat, take it away.
Are you there, Pat? I get that your numbers for your date of birth add up to 28. So we added the 8 and the 2 together and we get 10. So that is the Wheel of Fortune. And the Magician, because we add the 1 and the 0, reduce that number further, and they're your two cards.
Okay.
So we see them as your birth cards, okay? So they've got really interesting energy. If you think the 10 and the 1, and this can relate to cycles in your life as well. You may go in 10-year cycles, or you may feel that you build something up from scratch. You know, you're reinitiated. The one stands for the, you see the numeral written, it's I, the individual, yeah? And the 10 is, and in the major arcana, it's the Wheel of Fortune. So it's being able to have many changes of fortune in your lifetime. And when you see when you get the book, you'll see at the back, there's a tarot scope. So you can look up which tarot cards are influencing year by year.
Very cool.
So it's a bit like astrology. So that we have your tarot birth card. It's a bit like having a star sign. But then you have the planets that are going through the houses and in constant motion throughout time. So you could look at and say, well, what cards were influencing me when I was 34? And you might say, it's the Empress. That's when I had a child, you know?
Uh-huh.
So you can see these patterns moving through your life.
Wow. Wow.
And it's my birthday tomorrow.
Oh, yes, birthday.
I was just going to say that, because you said you were like 7/12. I'm like, tomorrow, happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I guess I'll have a different card. No
yeah,
cycle.
And by the way, don't hang up. Let Betty get your address so we can send you the book, okay? The book
thank
is fascinating.
Both.
Yeah, let me just tell you, the book is so fascinating. When you go through the book, I'm just like, this is amazing to me. First, the drawings are beautiful, the layout. The way that Liz talks about them, like when I start to look at like the number and then the card, I'm like, why haven't we done this before? Because now this is like making total sense to me. Now I understand a bit more. Pat, please hang up. Please hang on. Don't hang up.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line.
Benny will get some information. Thank you. 1-800-930-2819. Please call. And, you know, just get your question out there. I want to get back to, while Benny's busy, I want to get back to the card you pulled. Because I'm fascinated, like super fascinated. Because you always have to say, how'd you know?
It's there in the collective, isn't it? It's there between us. But something else, this is very relevant to you, is that we can number in our minds anyway the court cards, which are the page, the knight, the queen, and the king, just a bit like playing cards. Now, I don't use those numbers when I'm doing a calculation, yeah? But some people do, and this is an option. Now, if we're looking at the page, it comes right after the 10, so the page would be number 11.
Wow.
pages are 11.
See, you can't make this stuff up. I'm sorry. You know, you really can't. But, you know, it's fascinating to me because, see, this makes so much sense to me now in so many ways. But what I love about the book, of course, is I love the way you and I'm going to, this is my term. It's almost as if it's a painstakingly went through and explained things in ways that for many of us, we couldn't make we couldn't connect the dots because we didn't have this piece of it. And mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, for me, this is the first time I think for me that tarot is understandable in this language, in this idea of looking at the cards, the representations and the numbers. I mean, yeah. it gives it another dimension because there's so much depth in tarot anyway, right?
Yeah. But it's about, you're so right, it's about giving people an access point, somewhere, some place that everyone can find to get into a tarot card, you know, so that it's equal. Everybody understands a number. They might not understand an occult motif, but they will understand a number. And yeah. So, and I love being able to make tarot accessible to people.
Yeah.
Because it's about our own empowerment. You know, I love helping people to learn to read their own cards because it's a way of connecting, of checking in with ourselves. And once you remove that bafflement and to some extent the fear of certain cards in the deck, we get rid of all that. And we go, yeah. These are these incredibly powerful images, archetypes and symbols that we can work with. And they help us to connect with us. We're making the conscious, you know, the unconscious conscious.
Yeah. That's now, we've got another caller. We're going to come on in a minute, we're going to take a break. What I would like to know is how do people get the deck for themselves, Liz, and also how they find out about you? Please give out folks a lot of information if you could. And then we'll go right to Linda after we come back from break. So what's your website, the best way to do that?
It's lizdean.info. Yeah.
Perfect. And there's a lot of information when you all go there and you go to Liz's website, a lot of information about her, about her books, about mentoring, about reading. So it's just everything here. And don't forget, when you go there, there's also like this free tarot course as well. So there's a lot here and very, very generous by Liz Dean. And again, it's Liz, L-I-Z, Dean.info. When we come back, we're going to hop on with Linda. Get your questions ready. I have a question for Liz too. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit wildministriesllc.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I want to keep telling you that you got to hop over to Liz's website, and it's lizdean.info. Don't forget the info. And then when you get over there, this is not the only book, right? This is not the only book that she has written. I just want you to want to be really clear on this. There are many things here, many links there. You could also schedule time, right? You can also book a reading. And, you know, this is where you get to understand the depth and the breadth of what somebody like Liz does, because for people like me, you know, tarot and numerology have always been a bit of a mystery for me, but when you put them together, they make so much sense. And what I want to love to do now is, and we could also share the story that we had. And I was telling Liz, and we're going to have Linda come on. I was telling Liz that the date to launch our technology is just not felt right. You know, I can't explain it. You know, it's not that I'm afraid. It's just something didn't feel right. And I finally decided September feels great. And Liz actually picked the date that I was thinking in September. And what you're going to find out when we bring this next guest on is how absolutely tuned in Liz is. Linda, welcome to the show. Are you there?
I'm here.
Bang, there we go. All right, happy, happy, scrappy.
I heard that whole conversation.
Good job, Linda. Okay, what is the, you have a question for Liz today, and you're not going to believe the date she picked. Okay, so we were talking during the break about when to launch the network, and I said it's never felt right. And what felt right was September. What date do you think she picked in September? Out of all the 30 days, what number did she pick?
11.
No. What? No. The 20th.
Oh. How would I know?
Exactly. What's your question? How can we help you today?
Well, I'm not sure what kind of a question I'm asking. Can I, like, give me a clue?
Well, what's on your mind? What do you want to know about in your life?
When the chaos is going to stop?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
When the chaos is going to stop. Ha ha. Now, that's interesting.
And by the way, what do you think?
Say it like that.
Linda's birthday is September 20th.
I'm looking at the numbers in tarot that relate to the special day in September. We're talking about this launch, and it adds up to 15, which is the card of the devil. And if you add 1 and 5, you get 6, which is the lovers. So this is saying that there's a lot of strife to clear. There's a lot of clearing to be done, and some of this feels like it's in contracts, negotiations, maybe even legal stuff. Anything that binds you to a particular, maybe a supplier, a person, a promise, that is waiting to be cleared so that you can go back to feeling like you've got you can make the choices you want to make, that there's something that just needs to move along, and it will do by the time we get into the 9th month. So
Linda, how does that feel for you? Do you have contracts you're looking at? This
everything,
is direct.
Everything that she just mentioned, I have going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a triple devil.
Yeah.
And this is all it other really people's demands. This is all other people's stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
And sometimes
right?
I'm trying to keep people happy We just tie ourselves up in knots. You know?
How did you know that that was all somebody else's stuff?
I know. Yeah. It's when you work with images and symbols for a long time, they begin to talk to you. And actually, I just taught a class on that this morning called Talking Symbols. And there's a familiarity there. We just get to trust what we feel and what we see in our cards. And I don't have to have the card in front of me, but I know I can bring that card to mind. And that's what I teach people to do, is to be able to trust the information they get from the symbols. Because we're all powerful. And this is the idea that if you do this work, you are born with a gift. No, not true. Everybody has the gift. We need it for survival. You know, we had this probably much more strongly, our ancestors did when we were a less evolved kind of, in less evolved society. And now I feel like that ability to really tune into ourselves and work with images is something we really need. We really need to have this in our lives, the way that we need art, we need music, we need something to inspire, and we need a way to keep connected. So working with symbols helps us stay connected to ourselves. And when we are really self-connected, we get really connected with each other. And that's how I feel like information passes somehow silently between us on the psychic internet. Or, you know, it's the collective unconscious, isn't it? I guess the collective. Yeah. So, yeah. I think that's how it works. I've thought a lot about this.
I can look forward to September coming.
You can. You'll be back in control by then. And I mean control in a positive way. And feel that you're calling the shots, you're making the decisions, and you'll be looking at what is going to be absolutely best for you long term. It's not short term. This is going to solve a problem, get this person off my back, or get this situation. This is going to give me a breather for a couple of months. No, the decisions you make are going to be long lasting, and they will be a real, real benefit to you in your future. It's just having the self-trust to go, you know what, I can do this. I trust that this decision is right for me long term, and I'm going to maybe not take the easier option this time.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's helpful.
This is
Thank
you very much.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much. Wow. And just for the listeners, so you know, what happened during the break is I was asking Liz about the launch of our new technology and our expansion and our crowdfunding and the launch of AI for the Soul, the introduction to it. And Liz immediately picked a date, September 20th. That was the exact date. And by the way, that's actually Linda's birthday, who just called in. So I hope that's not that triple devil thing. I hope it's more like the trifecta.
Yes, it is.
Of having the winning ticket at this last Kentucky Derby. Liz Dean, Benny, I'm ready to take our next caller if you are.
Yeah, Charlene from Canada. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Charlene. Welcome.
Hi, ladies.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great,
good.
Thank you.
So I have a question.
How can we help you? What's your question?
What does Liz get out of my my birth date?
Okay.
Is April 15th, 1961. And I am 61. And 15 is one of my favorite numbers.
Wow.
And I get the angel numbers all the time. All of them. All the time.
Ah. Get it on your watch and clocks and the clock on your computer as well. Yeah. Okay.
Everything. You have receipts, license plates, wherever.
Now, we have... I rather love this one. You have the Moon and the Hermit as your birth cards. Wow.
Ooh.
That's an interesting combination.
Oh, now I can't hear. I can't wait to hear this. Go ahead.
Yeah. So with the Hermit, this is the solitary seeker. This is someone who's always been seeking their path. So this is the spiritual path that you're still looking for whatever it is that's going to, I can't even express this in the right language, but it will come. You're looking for the one thing, yeah? There's something that you're following, and I feel like you've followed many paths to get to this point. With the moon, that is the world of the unconscious itself. It's the world of psychism and also the unconscious and the feminine. For me, when the moon comes up, it's about self-doubt as well. So there's wobbles on the path, perhaps. So maybe you haven't been able to find exactly what you're looking for yet, but you have this amazing capacity to learn. And I think you're pretty fearless as well, but maybe that's something to recognize within. Does that make any sense to you?
It does. And Dr. Pat knows me, so she knows for years I've been following. And it really does, because it's making the unconscious conscious. Like, and just all kinds of things. It's just like, this is amazing to me, this book, because I work with numbers too, so I'm really interested in this.
And yeah. The hermit being a number 9, I see 9s as numbers of intensity because they're accumulative. The 10 is a release, whereas the 9 holds the energy of all the numbers that have gone before it. So when we've got a hermit energy going on, there's a real intensity there. There's a gathering in of knowledge, and then a decision follows. What do I do with this? Where does this need to take me? What do I need to find? And it's really about being on our soul's path in this lifetime as well, finding that path and embracing it. Yeah.
Use the knowledge.
Exactly. Yeah. Know your wisdom.
You can accumulate it, but then if you don't use it.
It's the expression, is the 10, isn't it? So there's always a next step after the hermit, which is, what do we do with it? Now we've got it all. Yeah. And no
Dr.
self-doubt
Pat,
in this.
Dr. Pat already said to write a book, so I guess I maybe I'll end up on the Dr. Pat show.
I mean, I got to tell you, anything is possible. The fact that I'm on the Dr. Pat show is kind of a miracle. So,
I love you.
I love, you know, thank you so much. But make sure you stay online so Benny can get your information so we can send you a book, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, ladies, both of you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate the reading.
No, thank you very, very much. Thank you. I want to talk, Liz, if we could. And for those of you that are wondering, you're going to be able to get your copy of the book. Go ahead and check it out. But also take a look at all the other things that Liz is putting together. It's really easy to do. You just go to lizdean.info, I-N-F as in Frank O. So let's make sure you go ahead and do that. Because there are so many things that Liz does to help people not just understand more, but also one of my favorite words, mentor people, you know, mentor people. And that is one of my favorite words. It always has been for a long time. And, you know, get a copy of the book, because the book really lays things out in different ways that you can understand it. You know, everything from understanding recurring numbers and getting a sense of that. But let's talk about this in the time we have left, because there is so much depth to the book, Liz, and yet you've managed somehow to lay this out in a way that is so understandable. You know, what were some of the challenges that you had in creating not just a book like this, but the conceptualization of this?
Ah, yeah. Well, I always think, what do people want to know? I know what I want to share before I start a book, but I think, how do people want to get that information? So I always try to begin by keeping it simple, right? Because it's easy to get complicated with tarot, really easy. So I thought, okay, well, how about we have a love reading, say when we're putting out a spread of cards to interpret. So why don't we use the energy of two, you know, and have pairs, do pairs of cards. Bring in the energy of that number, right? So we're working in a framework of numbers, yeah? So if we're going to be thinking about tests and challenges, maybe we'll use a 5-card reading, because that's often the number of mankind. So that's often about tests, experience, and challenges. 6, number of harmony. And I see 6 as, I call it, the microcosm of completion. Because when we get to 6 in the minor arcana, every minor arcana, there's a miniature sense of completion there. You know, we get the 6 of wands and it's someone celebrating on horseback, riding, they're in a victory parade, right? It's not the end of the story, but it's let's celebrate the success we have, you know? And in the cups, I call it the card of the visitor. It's when someone from the past returns. So we get complete about the relationship. And we can read these numbers across the suit. So it doesn't matter what card you've got, particularly in the minor arcana, because there's so many. There's 56. People can get overwhelmed and thinking, oh, I don't know what's going on there. Look at the number. And the number will tell you 5. Oh, that's going to be a kind of test, isn't it? Then the image will show you. Does it look grisly? Are there swords about? Are there a lot of flames? Is someone just having a little bit of a play and a joust here? Are they cups? Are the cups turned over? We can look at that. And so anyone can access these amazing cards. Yeah. And then I've been reading them and working with tarot for over 35 years. And every time I think, okay, what's now? Not because I know everything by any means. You can never know all of it. But what is exciting me next? Yeah. What do I need to share? So when I put a book together, I try to get a feel of what was I like when I was a newbie? What did I need? And then I put stuff in that entertains me now.
Yeah.
So I get more advanced readers, professional readers will go, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that there's an internal resonance in the major and minor arcana. I didn't know that you could relate the number 4 in the minor arcana to the Hanged Man, because actually he's got the number 4 in the shape of his legs. It's a 4 in a mirror form. Yeah. You know, there's lots of ways to help you remember what the cards mean without going too near a book. Because if you want to do tarot study, that's a separate thing. But when you're reading, you're in the moment. We are in the eternal present, in the now. And that's when the symbols and the numbers come alive, when we're not in our index.
I love that
symbol is index. You know, we go into what we think we should know and what we don't.
And I love that you have so many different spreads. I mean, what I mean by that is I went through this. I didn't expect to say, well, wait a minute, I can take a year out. Now I can include astrology. You literally presented different ways that people can explore and really step out and look at, you know, whether it's a 10-card spread for everything, or I was looking at the year ahead, the astrology one. I mean, there's just so much. I found it fascinating, because what you're providing is the connection for the how in the first part of the book and explaining it. And then now we get to practice it. And so thank you for putting so many opportunities in here for people to explore, because most books don't do this. Most books don't have this many spreads. They give you like 3 and you've seen them before, but you're truly drilling down on the idea of tarot and numerology and astrology and intuition. And that's what I found so brilliant. Now, look, we have one more caller. I think we can get to another caller. Okay. Benny, let's go. Who do we have?
Sure. We will take now. Where's she at? Laura from Oakville, Ontario. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Now, what question do you have? What do you want to know?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm very in tune to, like, the angel numbers coming through strong for me for a while now. And I love, like, tarot and astrology. But maybe I'll just get something on my birth date and see what happens. I don't know. Is that possible?
Okay, so that's great. Let's look at your birthday, Laura. If you could just give it to me.
Okay, August 3rd, 1966.
Okay. So and 7, I think. I'm just going to double check that. Not being strong at adding up, I can do it. Yeah. Actually, you are the moon and the hermit, which is what we just had on our previous caller as well. So there's the synchronicity starting to kick in here.
Oh, wow. So, I was calling, so I missed some of what was said from the other caller.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's good. So,
yeah, it is good.
It will be different for you because we work with the energy that the numbers give us in the present. So do you have a question you'd like to ask me?
Yes. Do you have a question?
Yes. I've just been doing and practicing and studying energy work for a really, really long time. And, you know, I'm in the transition of eventually I want to give up my day job and do what I love. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what my question is. I'm just sort of in the process of, you know, kind of the last couple of years trying to get that started. But it's been very, like, slow and stuck feeling.
Yeah, this is interesting because I know you didn't hear part of the last call, but we were talking about the hermit is number 9s, and 9s being the numbers of intensity. And we were talking, yes. And Dr. Pat was saying about, well, you know, what do you do with that knowledge? You know, because the hermit is the learner, he's the monk, the aesthete. So how do we express the learning? So you've been doing all this work and gathering all this knowledge, and that frustration is that, oh, you're on the top of the Rocky Mountain looking out thinking, hey, but where do I put this? And if so, how do I make money from it? How can I be supported? And so the flip side of this is the moon, right? Because this is potentially looking at something in your past as well that needs to be cleared, right? That's what I'm getting. I don't want to say more than that because obviously we're live. But there's a clearing for you that's coming up. And this is also a healing. And I feel there's one thing that just needs to be cleared. And then I feel like you'll have fair sight of what you need to do. I mean, you're very connected because when I'm visualizing, I'm seeing the moon, I'm seeing that moon energy around you. I do feel that you need to be giving to people in this lifetime as well. That's really important for you to be able to be of service. Does this make sense?
Totally, absolutely makes sense.
Okay.
Yes. And so there's been some big stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So it's also that question of self-belief as well, isn't there? Because if we see the crayfish on the moon card, which if I'm visualizing the card, that's where I'm being told to go on the card, is to that image. And that crayfish is so keen to go on the new path, but his friend, you know, we've got two dogs, right? A friendly dog and a wild dog, a wolf. So he's kind of poised to act. So it's just that bit of clearing. Okay. Because when you look at that you've got two number 9s here with the moon and the hermit, of course, they're your dual birth cards. So and I feel that can be a pattern. You know, when we have birth cards, it can often show us a pattern that shows up throughout our life. So it might be for you that you learn and you learn and you make sacrifices to learn as well. And it's like, oh, but can I do it now? Or should I just go back and learn some more rather than do it? So it's having the confidence.
Yeah, I feel like I'm ready to do it.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying about the launch. You know, sometimes it seems like it's procrastination to the people around you. But it may take a bit for something to feel effortless almost, right? I mean, you know, there's a difference sometimes in when something feels light, it feels right. Right, Liz?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's it. But it's like when the pressure is gone, when that pressure is lifted and you can offer this up to the universe and go, okay, I'm ready. I offer you these skills and this learning, and it's time for you to co-create with me. Yeah. So also with the 9, you've got 3 3s together as well. So maybe this is something to do with the course that you've done that might be being in 3 sections or over 3 years or 3 months, but the 3s come up really strongly as well.
Oh,
so
that's I've been with Tracy L. Clark. She used to have a show on here, and I've been studying her body with Jen, and I actually purchased the body with Jen 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yes, and now you've completed your 3. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Wow. Three. I started the 3, and then the first class was pretty intense, and then I was going to do the second class, and then my whole life exploded. And then, so I have to sit down and finish 3.
Great.
Well done. So your clearing really is to be able to go back to the energy of the Empress, the original 3, which is the generator and the producer. So just staying close to what you feel is right for you. So don't be overwhelmed. This will come.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad I happened upon your show. I just happened upon it. So
and see, that's not, there's no mistake at that, because what time do you think the show started in the Pacific Northwest? 11. Thank you for calling in.
Of course.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. So much. We've talked about so much. The time has gone by. Susie Hutchins, thank you for your email. I just saw it. And Susie's like, of course your number is 11, Pat. Susie has been with the show 20 years, I think, since I first started it. We have the best audience on the planet. I love our audience. I mean, just amazing people. Liz, I can't thank you enough for bringing another dimension to this. You know, I love matrices. I love them. I love to see relationships of things and their interrelationships. And that's what you've done here, is you added really a missing piece for someone like me, right? Because it's so fascinating when someone like you shows up, comes up with the date that I was thinking about, which happens to be the birthday of Linda, who called into the show. See, you can't plan that, can you?
No, because we're in the moment together and anything is possible. I'm so grateful to share this time with you, Dr. Pat, and your listeners, who are just amazing. Beautiful.
Yeah. You know, Liz, thank you so much. I do have one question. And for those of you out there, go visit lizdean.info. I would love to know your personal message. I would love to know what you'd like to leave us with today.
Ah. Know yourself. Know yourself. Because you're all love.
Yeah.
Nothing too philosophical or profound, but that's why we do this work, is to know ourselves.
Yeah. And thank you so much for making it so fun to know ourselves, right? Thank you so much for bringing your light into the world and helping those of us out here that are in search for an understanding and meaning on some days when, like Linda said, it seems like chaos is all around us. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to do that. I can't wait to do the 12-month spread. You can tell I'm not going to do the daily one. I'm going to do the 12-month one, right?
You might stop at 11, though.
Liz Dean, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you all for tuning us in. Susie, thank you so much for your kind words. And to all of you out there, our producers, Benny, Jacob, and to all of you, man, you are the best anywhere. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.